T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
This is what Scraby believed. He believed the bizarre story of a rat and a raccoon.
And Chris Ello.
In a windup, you bring your arms up, so your arms, my eyes would be looking at the target, but my arms would go.
He just yanked.
I just disconnected my microphone. Sorry about that.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, that potent Astros offense is opening up a can of you-know-what on the Red Sox. 6-0 currently in the top of the 6. Astros still threatening as they, at this point, and we know game can change really fast, as we saw in the Dodger game. Astros seem to be in control of this one. Welcome into Gwen and Chris. 4 o'clock hour. We got some Chris versus the Fan on the way. If you're interested in taking down Mr. Ellis, this is a good time. 833-288-0973. You'll have a chance to qualify for our grand prize. It's a 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, a round of golf for two, and $150 food and beverage credit. It's Vegas, baby. So, Chris, Astro team just continues to put up runs in bunches right now.
Yeah, they're getting they're scoring what I figured they would score, 5 or 6 a game. But the fact is the Red Sox are getting one hit right now.
Yeah, they are.
And haven't scored and only scored 2 runs last night. We knew this coming into the series. If you can't score at least 5 or 6 runs, you're not going to win these games. And obviously the team that's putting up the crooked numbers is winning, and now Houston's closing in on a 3-2 series lead, and they go back to Houston for game 6 and 7. So it was good to make it very difficult on the Red Sox. The other news, too, is yeah, that's okay. I think I yawned over you yesterday, so you owe me at least one.
You definitely owe me at least one. I forgot about that. That was at least in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, that's right. It was late in the show.
That's a lot, idiot.
You saved that.
Thanks a lot, idiot.
What did he say? I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Thanks a lot, idiot.
Thanks a lot, idiot. Oh, God, you're using Kelly Danick now?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Thanks a lot, idiot.
Our traffic gal. Happy with some of the drivers out there today.
You know, sometimes you can sense the irritation when things are falling out of trunks or mattresses or somehow getting out.
Today, well, she does this every day, so she sees the same old story time and time again.
Today she reached her wit's end today. It was over.
Huascar Wainoa was supposed to be the starter for Atlanta, by the way, game 4 of the NLCS, but tightness in the shoulder, so he's going to sit down, and Braves are going to do a bullpen game against the Dodgers. Now, you know, I already went out on a limb, said the Braves won't even lead again in this series. We'll see how it all plays out, but you got Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. You got bullpen day for the Braves. Doesn't bode well for Atlanta, although yesterday the Dodgers used, count them, 9 pitchers to win that game 3. So doesn't mean it can't work. We'll see if Atlanta has the ability to bounce back from that blow they took late in game 3 yesterday.
Yeah. No, it's they've done it in a every year it seems like there's a new little little spin to how they're doing things in the playoffs. You know, it started a couple years ago where the bullpen was being used more. Now we're running starters down at the back end of the for the back end of the bullpen for short periods. They're basically they're maximizing what's going on in the playoffs right now. Is each team has identified, I don't know, at most it's about five pitchers that they want in high leverage innings, and it now doesn't matter that
what innings they are,
or if they are a reliever or not. They will use, and we've seen it across all of the series, that Stars, maybe the only team that hasn't done it yet is the Braves, thinking about it. Everybody else, I think, has gone to bringing in a starter.
Urias was the losing pitcher in game two, pitching the ninth inning.
We saw Evaldi the Giants was do the loser it with Gausman. Yeah.
And Evaldi was the loser last night, a starter in the ninth inning for the Red Sox. I've never been a big fan of having a guy be your starting pitcher all year long and then pitch the ninth inning, but then it also worked for the Dodgers because Scherzer closed out the clinching game against San Francisco. So, you know, it's not something that never works. It's just, to me, it's risky. And guys that have pitched all year as starters, you know, when we really noticed that was, did you see the game on Sunday or Saturday? I guess it was Saturday. The Astros had their starter knocked out with an injury in the second inning.
Garcia.
And Dusty Baker brought in Jake Odorizzi as the injury replacement. Well, when you come in for an injury, you get as much time as you want.
Yep.
He took as much time as he wanted, like a half an hour.
Let me tell you.
To get ready, it was mind-boggling. This guy took a half an hour to warm up and get ready to pitch.
It's not a surprise. I mean, you can think about it. How long do they take in regular season games
to get ready?
You know, in a position like this, in a playoff game, he's going to take his sweet time.
He did.
He's going to make sure he is 100%
ready. And they cut to Joe Buck up in the box talking with Smoltz, and Joe Buck was like, if you're coming back hoping for baseball, it's going to be a while.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I love Joe Buck. I know people are critical
of him.
I don't get that. Like, why are you picking on Joe Buck? There's a bunch of announcers you can pick
Let's save this conversation because I'm feeling the same way you are. I almost feel like it's like the new cool thing to do is to hate Joe Buck for some reason.
That's not new.
Well, it's not. You're right. It's not. Dodger fans have hated Joe Buck for quite some time now, but it's starting to pick up everywhere else. So. We'll talk about it a little bit. We got to get to this Chris versus the fan right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Mr. Scraby, why don't you give us the rules here, player?
Mr. Anderson. What movie is that from? Okay.
Only you know.
The Matrix.
Yeah. I was going to say The Matrix, I wasn't sure where that voice came from.
I followed the plot of The Matrix for about 6 minutes.
Does not surprise me.
I love The Matrix.
And
it was like my
up.
Favorite movie when it came out.
Can now you tell us what was going on?
Well, yeah, the red pill to blue pill.
And you're in an alternate universe.
You had to be unplugged from the machine.
Yeah, that kills you.
Okay.
And you get sucked through a payphone.
More importantly, they can download really cool martial arts to your brain, and you are the baddest man on the planet.
That's what I want to be.
That's really why I watched the movie both times.
I wish I could have downloaded some smarts to my brain so I could have figured out what was happening.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
All right, let's get to this game. Our first contestant is no one other than Joshua. Joshua, welcome to the show. Happy hump day.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing
what's
well,
up, Joshua?
Man. Here we go. First question. What all-star outfielder did the Braves lose to injury earlier this season?
Baseball is not my bag, baby.
Nice.
So
sorry to hear that.
Altuve, I don't know.
Jose Altuve.
Many people want that to happen.
It's incorrect. Unfortunately,
he at least named a baseball player.
He did name a baseball. And he named an all-star, too, at that.
That's right. I believe you're looking for Ronald Acuna Jr.
There it is.
Sorry, Joshua.
Sorry, Joshua.
Thanks, Joshua. Give it another shot. Hopefully you won't get baseball next time.
Our second call on Chris versus the Fan.
That person dropped.
On this hump day is Ron.
Yes.
Ron, welcome to the show, man.
Happy
Wednesday.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, my man. We're doing well. Here we go. First question. In week 6 of the 2002 NFL season, Terrell Owens scored a touchdown and pulled what from his sock for the celebration?
A Sharpie.
Oh, Rod, nice work.
It was either that or a pom-pom, but I don't think Daddy could have pulled
from
his
sock. Yeah, he stole those
from
the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
the
or a popcorn feast.
I got to say, T.O. was pretty creative.
And he was ahead of his time.
He was way ahead of his
time. When he was doing that, there were a lot of people that were mad.
They were so
really,
mad.
Really mad. Now
so
he would,
mad.
Now he would hardly even get a highlight on SportsCenter doing
when he
something
pulled,
like that.
The Sharpie was pretty epic,
yeah,
I must say.
It was.
All right, question number two.
How are you running with that?
Who was the guy that pulled the cell phone out?
That was
Joe
Horn.
Joe Horn.
He got in a lot of trouble for that one.
Yeah. He did, but it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. All right, question number two. In 2013, oh, I thought you already hit it, but you did. In 2013, Chip Kelly debuted as head coach for what team?
I don't know. Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. That is incorrect. Mm. L over the steal.
Yeah, I don't know the dates on Chip Kelly, so but sounds about the time he took over the Eagles.
The Thoughts Eagles. That is correct.
Sorry, Ron.
He promptly ran DeSean Jackson right out of town there after that season.
Then he became the 49ers head coach, which I knew was a massive mistake.
Yeah.
He lasted 1 year.
Yeah, it didn't take too well. All right, we go to Gary. Gary, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Gary.
Oh, nothing much but some Chris versus the Fan. Here we go. First question.
Okay.
Oh, I like this guy. In 2001, Priest Holmes made the NFL Pro Bowl for which team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
I knew Gary would know that.
Priest Holmes was a fantasy stud.
Until Sean Merriman tackled him.
And yeah, Sean
lit him up with one. Man.
Here we go. Question number two, Gary.
I think he still feels it.
Probably.
Oh, Norv Turner was the head coach of three, count them, three NFL teams throughout his career. Name all three.
Chargers. Washington. And the Raiders.
Wow. Wow. Nice work.
Even
Gary
gave you your
Raiders.
Very good, Gary. Very good.
I like Gary. Gary, you are on fire today.
Question number three. We've been all over the map through the first question, so why not another one? What team did Kobe Bryant play against in his final NBA game, where he dropped 60, I might add.
Where he dropped 60. I wish I was stronger on today's NBA. All I can say is what comes to mind is Golden State.
Golden State? They do seem to end the season with Golden State
every
year. That wasn't one of those years. Mr. Ello for the score.
I don't have the same recollection of Kobe Bryant as you do, but I thought it was the Utah Jazz.
That is correct.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry,
Gary. So close.
No worries,
so close.
Sir.
If you could see my eye roll, it would be audible.
We move to our next contestant on this hump day, Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the show, man. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
First question.
Is it really Happy Wednesday, though?
Mm.
Wednesdays aren't very happy.
It's all right.
It's to be determined.
Who hit the go-ahead RBI in the NLDS Dodgers-Giants Game 5?
Oh, Bellinger.
He seems to be hitting a lot of those
he
lately.
Does. He's
he does.
Hot.
He does.
We are into round number two, Ryan.
Okay.
Can't see through all that smoke, huh?
Mm. He's seeing through it now. How many NFL regular seasons games? Try it again. How many NFL regular season games in the start of 2005 was San Diego's own Ricky Williams suspended for?
Man, I'm going to guess four.
It's a good guess, man.
Weird question.
So good that it's right.
So good it's right.
NFL loves that number four.
They do.
Yeah, they give a lot of four-game suspensions.
Here we go. Question number three.
Well done, Ryan.
To qualify for that Vegas trip. Who was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders for just one season in 2011?
Oh, my gosh. I can see his face right now in my head. Oh, I cannot remember his name. Scott DeForest, 2011. Oh, he's a coordinator of some sort. I can't recall his name, though. I'm going to go with... I got nothing for you, buddy. I got. I can see his face. Norv Turner looking dude.
Yeah, Norv Turner looking dude. Either way, I think that's incorrect. We're going to go to Ello for the steal.
He's not going to be able to steal. I can't think of who it is. 2011, Raiders coach. I don't even have a good guess. Rod Martinelli.
Rod Martinelli.
You haven't thought about that forever.
I don't know where I pulled that one from, but I don't think it's right.
It is. Wow. We have a winner.
Nice. Ryan, good job, man.
The answer... Hugh Jackson.
Yep.
Hugh!
Good old Stay there, Hugh. Ryan. I'm going to get your information in the break.
Ryan, hang on to the line there, Mr.
Didn't Strader. He also coach the Browns to a winless season?
Yes.
I think he was like one.
He started the second year, and I think he started. He came in. Did he start
the
second
year? I think he started the third year.
Yeah, because they got Baker his second year.
Yes.
Yes, and him and Baker didn't.
Who was the guy that they put in charge of the Browns for a year?
Oh, Kitchens, wasn't it?
Freddie Kitchens, Freddie that's
Kitchens.
Right.
They thought that was going to turn into
a great decision.
Yeah, but Hugh Jackson was the coach of the team when they went winless.
Yes.
He was.
In 2017.
He was.
I think he won
I
one
I felt
game
like they were
them.
Trying to go winless.
They went 1-15, followed up by going 0-16. So it didn't work out too well for the Browns there.
Well, not, I don't know.
Who was their one win?
Well, right, they got a bunch of picks.
I think they got Garrett.
And at least they hit their
thing.
Picks. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you hit your picks, it can work out for you.
And who was that? Who was the team that beat them? The only team
that they beat.
Oh, the only team to beat Chargers.
Yeah,
for sure. Along the way,
I was working Chargers radio at the time, and we're like,
they were in LA at that point, weren't they?
No,
they were here.
Yeah, no, yeah, they were still in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's one of the
gifts. It's one of the gifts they left us on their way out of town was a loss to
the winless Browns.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, Doc Rivers, he has spoken about this whole Ben Simmons fiasco. At this point, we'll get into it when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's some traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Secret's oat. For nourishing your sensitive skin, start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Ryan, well done. Congrats. Qualified.
Nice.
Las Vegas vacation. Little Chris versus the Fans. We'll play again tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We have a 2-hour show tomorrow ahead of Thursday night football. Who's on the show tomorrow? Somebody pretty good.
Yeah, we moved John today for...
Keep thinking, guys. I told you this.
What was it?
Been asking for him for months now.
Months. Scott Hansen, NFL.
Ah, that's right.
Network. And the host of the Red Zone channel. Yes, looking forward to Scott.
I got
to
say, I'm no disrespect, but I don't get to see Scott. I wish I did.
Yeah, you got the DirecTV Red Zone channel guy.
It didn't even dawn on me that it was different until last year. I just, you know, because a lot of times when I'm watching football, I'm not always at the house, so occasionally I get Red Zone when it's not on DirecTV. And so I've seen Scott. I thought I've seen Scott Hansen before, but it clearly has never been at my house because who's the gentleman that does it on DirecTV?
Andrew Siciliano.
Siciliano.
Yeah. Siciliano. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that they were two until we had Scott on the show.
You know what we should do? This just hit me.
What should we do, Scrappy?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Maybe on Friday.
Here comes an idea. Look out.
Maybe on Friday, because Chris was telling us that he could host Red Zone.
I did?
Yes. Remember this,
Tony? I don't remember this.
Him saying that he could.
Oh, I think it's something I could do, but I also said I would need some prep time.
You would.
You're just going to call me out and have me do it on the spot?
No, I was going to say maybe Friday I take some of the Red Zone video.
Okay.
And you
and try to describe it to people without them being able to see it?
I think they'll be able to.
At least Scott Hansen gets to describe something that people can see.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's kind of a tough deal.
You kind of need the TV part.
We haven't fleshed out. It just hit me. So it's we haven't fleshed it out yet.
I didn't say I could host Red Zone as a way of trying to make what Scott Hansen does sound.
No, you did not.
Unimpressive. Real quick. Because I think what he does is just off the charts.
And that's what we're talking about.
This is part of the reason why, we flush things out prior to coming
it
on air.
It was brilliant when it popped
clearly,
in my head.
Your head, your eyes lit up. So clearly, like, this
idea.
Is it. Yeah, no, that's not going to work without
I thought you were going to come up with something that was going to make all of us a whole bunch of money or something. You were so excited there for a second. Didn't work out that way.
If that was the case, I wouldn't be here.
Didn't work out that way.
You might not have shared
way.
It if that was the case.
Yeah, apparently, I spent too much money on fantasy sports. So.
$12 is coming up this next month, too, by the way.
You know what, guys? I looked into it, and I only have really, like, 4 months of $12.
He's signing over $12.
I know what Chris is about to say.
Football.
That's $48. Yes,
that you'll never get back.
It helped me.
Give me $11. I'll give Booker. You the exact same.
Did it help you with a win yet?
Information.
Yeah, it helped me with a win.
Help you with a win.
I know.
All
win.
Right. I didn't know. Maybe it's worth.
You
it.
Feel like it's paying $12. Off
$12
for you.
A win.
Although this week is fantasy Armageddon for me.
No, buy Armageddon.
If you didn't pay attention to your buys, it is definitely going to be a tough week.
Yeah, well, buys you know, I really don't pay attention to my buys. Do you ever look
this
at that when you're drafting?
This was the first year I've ever paid attention.
Really?
To
like
it.
You wouldn't draft a guy that was. Out at the wrong time.
I actually paid
or
attention.
You
like
draft around it.
If there were, there were three guys I liked, and I looked on my, and I actually looked this year. It was like, I already got a buy. I need to pick, even if it, because normally I would go through that stop sign.
Yeah, I didn't even bother.
I would just draft him anyway.
And I only have two good players on my entire roster, and they're both off this week. So, good luck for my opponent. All right,
I think I have Ron Davis this week, and. He is suffering from a bunch of buys and injuries.
He also made a big-time mistake last week in our Odyssey Fantasy Football League. He played, I believe he played someone who didn't play.
I think
it was Devontae Parker.
Those are always bad mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't afford that in this.
Not in this cutthroat league.
Not the way we play around here, boy. You make a mistake, we're going to be all over it. All right, Astros have tacked on the extra point. They now lead Boston 7-0 in the top of the seventh inning. It keeps on rolling for the Astros, who try to take a 3-2 series lead. Dodgers and Braves get underway at the right after 5 o'clock, so we'll keep you up to date on the NLCS as well. Framber Valdez is pitching a whale of a game here, especially considering what we've seen in the postseason this year. I don't recall too many pitchers with 6 innings, 2 hits, no walks, 5 Ks, so... He's having himself a great game, and the Astros are doing what they normally do offensively, led by Yordan Alvarez with a home run and a 2-run double. All right. I know you teased Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons, but one thing we haven't hit on yet that I want to get to, and we'll get to Doc a little bit later, was I walked in today, and Scraby, first thing he said to me, which is typical for us because it's kind of the way we get along. We never like say, hey,
how you guys
hello.
Doing? How's your day going?
Good afternoon.
I don't remember what I said.
We say something like, Hello, Mr. Deshaun Watson is my quarterback.
Oh, yes. I did.
That's what you said to me today. And I said, really? Did the Dolphins pull the trigger on the Deshaun Watson trade? And you said, no, but apparently they're about to. And there's some reports out that say that, yes, indeed, Deshaun Watson will be going to the Dolphins by the end of this week, or at the very latest, by the trade deadline.
When is
which
the
is
deadline?
Only 2 weeks. So November it's not going to be much longer. Yeah. And it doesn't say who would be going back the other way. But I got to believe Tua would go back the other way. I don't see why.
If I'm Tua, I hope I'm going the other
way.
Yeah,
he's not going to want to sit behind Deshaun Watson. So
the tweet that I thought was the best one. That came from some
did you see that? I did not hear anything.
We were warned before we walked in, or when we walked in, that this might be a something that
actually Braden Surprenant warned us. He said, you might just be talking and CBS radio might start playing while you're talking. So it chose that moment to do it. Yeah, that was CBS Radio,
no,
I'm pretty sure.
That was Ben Woods, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather have been CBS Radio.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm joking. But no, you know what? As a Dolphin fan at the moment who is so down on the way things are going, I can't say that it would bother me a whole lot. But, man, giving up on Tua after 10 games, basically, for Deshaun Watson, who is of poor character at the very least, I got to be honest with you, it doesn't really thrill me. I mean, you know, the Dolphins have a lot of issues with their football team right now. I don't necessarily think Tua is anywhere near the top of the list. They want to blame him for what's going on this year, 1-5. Heck, the guy missed four of the games. So, and he played pretty well last week in the one game he came back. But I don't know. If you're in Miami right now, would you be pleased that Deshaun Watson is coming and look at him as a savior?
It feels a little icky at this point.
I think so. Yeah, I'm not really thrilled.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, if he didn't have the cloud that was hanging over, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, you got to take the established thing.
But he does have a significant cloud that
significant.
That is not clearing up at all at this point. So
not getting any clear. What if the NFL decides that they have a personal code of conduct policy somewhere along the line? I mean, if this thing got any worse, I mean, then the NFL said, hey, we're going to suspend you for a year. It wouldn't surprise me necessarily given the NFL's past, although, you know, they've been a little bit lazy to jump on some of this stuff. And who was the guy for the – was it the Browns? No, it was who was the running back?
Kareem Hunt?
No, it wasn't Kareem Hunt.
Ray Rice?
Ray Rice, yeah. Their first suspension of Ray Rice was like an hour and a half.
It was two games.
Yeah, but comparison.
It was an hour and a half.
You're suspended for an hour and a half, then you can go back to practice. But, yeah, I'm not really thrilled in it. I mean, I still think Tua could eventually someday be a great quarterback. So, I don't know.
I think
we'll see where it goes.
To comment on the first part that you mentioned, the Dolphins have a lot more going on with them than
they really
Tua
do.
Tua is not their issue at
he
this
isn't.
Point. That was as good as they looked offensively since he got hurt. So
yeah, without question.
And so he doesn't seem to be the problem. I mean, the offensive line is a little
it's terrible, and that's going to not help. Deshaun Watson's not going to be able to make that look any better.
No, it's not like Tua's not mobile, so he can move around a little bit. So
sounds like a desperation move. It really does.
It does.
Very desperate move for a team that doesn't really have to be desperate. So they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. You know,
that's
I don't think
point.
Anybody really
like
expected them to win it anyway.
Right. This move isn't going to like propel them to. There's too many other holes they have on that team.
No question about it. No question. They've done a lousy job with the draft and with that whole franchise right now. It's not looking good. All right. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I believe it's Big Five time. Is it not, Scraby?
Yeah, usually.
All right. Well, as long as the equipment's working properly, that's what will happen next.
We'll see.
We'll all find out together.
Question mark.
It always is with Mr. Scraby running the board. See, that you didn't mean to play that. You meant to play applause, and you hit the wrong button. You didn't mean to play applause.
Sorry, I don't know why that button keeps going off.
I don't either. Chris Ello, Tony Wynn Jr.
Point is really good.
That one, too. I don't know.
That was
going
a. You talk about saying things you didn't really mean.
Man, I'm a clown. Just things going crazy right now.
Cornholing.
All right, I better get to break.
That's one of my favorite ones right there, by the way.
Better get to break before it's too late on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm a clown.
4:38 on the clock. This hour is brought to you by Business Office Outfitters. San Diego's business is booming. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today, and Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop into Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mesa in 163 or online at boofurniture.com. Scraby was looked like he was milking a cow there, but I think he wanted to tell me there's traffic waiting before the Big Five, so here it is.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication, that's what it's like to drive a Lincoln, and Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. So there's some pretty big news coming out of Washington State's football program. We'll get to that right now. The former head football coach, Nick Rolovich, he is a former coach because he was terminated by the university for not being vaccinated against COVID-19. The state of Washington put in a rule that all state employees need to be vaccinated by October 18th. Rolovich is a state employee. He applied for religious exemption. He did not receive the exemption, and he was fired along with other coaches that were unvaccinated as well. He now plans to sue the university, and his attorney said in a statement, quote, "It is a tragic and damning commentary on our culture, and more specifically on athletic director Chun, that Coach Rolovich has been derided, demonized, and ultimately fired from his job merely for being devout in his Catholic faith," end quote. That was what the lawyer of Rolovich said. Chris, does Rolovich, Coach Nick Rolovich, have a case in your court?
Yes, I got to listen to it. But I'll tell you what's more tragic than the coach being fired, and that is that hundreds of thousands of people have died from COVID-19. That's far more tragic. That's the correct usage of the word. This is not tragic. This is a rule, a law that has been put in by the state of Washington. He is a state employee. It is his right not to get vaccinated. It is obviously their right to fire him if he doesn't get vaccinated, or at least I think it is. So I will listen to his argument in my courtroom, but he's probably unlikely to get very far.
Order.
Order. Tony, do you have Mr. Rolovich coming into your court to... Are you going to hear his case?
Yeah, I hear his case, but I'm kind of where Chris is on this. Those are the rules that have been put out there in this case. And there's been a long time to come to this decision or research or whatever it is you needed to do. And I'm sure he's not the only Catholic that got the vaccine. I mean, as far as I know, I think I saw the Pope actually out there promoting
the
vaccine.
He's pretty Catholic.
So,
yeah.
In this case, I mean, because of the rules that the state has, this is the consequence of the choice that has been made from Rolovich. So this is what this is the outcome. This is the consequence of
the
decision.
It's a wild time we live in.
It is.
This is a wild
one thing I know I would ask as the judge of Nick Rolovich is, did you consider that this would be a possibility if you didn't get vaccinated?
Yeah. And if he says, yeah, I considered it.
You had to know it was a possibility, I would kind of thing. Anyway, let's move on.
All right. Number four. To another topic here, and it is about the Padres. So, I saw an article on East Village Times this morning, and it presented an interesting situation for the Padres. The article was laying out the framework for a possible trade between the Padres and the White Sox. I thought that was illegal for the White Sox to ever trade with the Padres again after...
Yes, let's do it. We'll do it. We'll accept whatever you have to offer.
But the Padres, in this article by East Village Times, said that they would send someone for closer Craig Kimbrell, and Kimbrell has 1 year and $16 million on his contract. Padres saves leader Mark Melancon, or Melancon, has a player option.
It was never Melancon, by the way. It was never that.
Has a player option for the coming 2022 season for $5 million, which many expect him to decline to try and get another multiple-year deal for more money. So he led all of baseball in saves, so that's probably what he's doing. Tony, would you kick the tires on a trade for Craig Kimbrell?
Well, if kick tires means check in on it, yeah, I would check in on it. But who are the Padres going to now give up for Kimbrell?
In the article, they were saying, you know, possibly Will Myers could be packaged in a trade, maybe even Ha-Seong Kim. Maybe if they're looking to unload some of Jerickson Profar's salary.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that could work. Jerickson signed for, what, 2 more years after this past season, right? So that's...
Yeah, let me confirm that, though.
I personally think closing is maybe one of the last things on the list that the Padres need to address.
Oh, Profar's a Boris guy. Who knew?
I knew that. I just didn't know how many years he had on.
He is...
He's got 2 more.
20... Yeah, he's got...
2 at 12? Or one at 2 years at 24?
Yeah,
like that.
But they're saying the Phillies are a part of this on Spotrac. He signed a 3-year, $21 million deal.
So that's 14 mil over the next 2 years he got left. So I guess it adds up from that standpoint. I just think, although Kimbrel is a spot of need on the priority list, don't know that it's that high at this point. I think you got some other things you got to address before you get to the closing situation.
Chris, what do you think?
I think a trade for anybody makes sense if the Padres can unload a couple of salaries. And I think that that's pretty much where this story's coming from.
If you can
get somebody to eat Eric Hosmer's salary or Will Myers' salary and open yourself up to the ability to be able to bring in somebody else and use some of that money elsewhere, then I think any trade makes sense for the Padres. I think they would be more than happy to pick up an all-star type player and shed salary at the same time. But the fact that the Padres would be very happy to do that doesn't necessarily mean they'll find a partner
right.
who wants to do that.
Who wants to dance?
Yeah, that's a tough ask. Is you give me an all-star player, I give you somebody who's not an all-star and their salary. That's a tough... It's tough to find somebody to say yes to that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Where does Will Myers, if we go with that call, where does he fit on the White Sox?
I don't know.
They got a pretty good outfield.
I don't think Eric Hosmer.
DH?
I guess he could DH. I don't
Maybe.
Know if Eric is, he doesn't fit the White Sox. They got Abreu there. So. I don't know. As Chris said, if that is the case and you can move a contract, sure, go for it.
Something we'll watch is how the Padres deal with their closer situation going into next season.
Number three.
Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler, which is a great name, by the way, has done...
It is a great name.
He has done what every person does when they want to make a statement. They changed their social media bio. He went from Oklahoma quarterback, quote unquote, to just quarterback on his Instagram bio, fueling speculation that Rattler is done with Oklahoma and wants to play elsewhere. He was booed by Sooners fans during a game against West Virginia and then benched in favor of freshman Caleb Williams during the Texas game, and then had to watch as Williams became a national headline for his performance against TCU. So... Rattler is falling out of favor there. The transfer portal has made free agency basically possible in college sports. Chris, do you think the ability to transfer so easily is sending the wrong message to athletes?
No, I think it's sending the right message to freedom in this country to move about and perform where you would like to perform. I think for so long, the fact that coaches could go ahead and transfer without having to sit out was completely, totally unfair. When you consider that the athletes that they recruited were unable to do the same thing, let's not kid ourselves. A lot of these high-profile, big-time athletes are not in school to get a humongous degree.
What?
Some are. Yeah, I know. Some are. I don't want to say blanket statement on everybody.
Most guys are, but
most of them are there to, you know, further their professional career, chances at a professional career. So for Rattler, I mean, that's not going to look like it's going to happen at Oklahoma. He'll get lost there. So I think it's a good thing that he has the ability to move on.
What do you think, Tony?
Just a slight correction. I think most show up to campus thinking that the next level is within arm's reach. And over the course of time, most realize that that's not the case. But Chris is right. I think... Listen, are there some unintended consequences from having a portal the way it is where guys can, in some cases, not all, in some cases, will just go to the next thing that is smoking and that they feel like they have a best chance to play? Of course.
Yeah.
That may be an unintended consequence that you don't necessarily want for your children. However, as Chris said, in some cases, and you know who I think the best case may be is quarterback for the Eagles right now.
Jalen Hurts.
Starting quarterback at Alabama, only to lose his job to Tua Tagovailoa, who came in later. In his case, he certainly had an opportunity to play at the next level, but he wasn't going to play at Alabama. That portal allowed him to go to a school, continue his career, and in some cases, guys have already graduated, and their sole purpose at this point is to look for an opportunity just to play. And so, whereas before, the rules were so tight and so stringent, you had to sit out a year, and then you had to, like, basically get lucky and be allowed to transfer. I think it does provide opportunity for guys in a good way.
I'm glad you brought up the fact that you like Spencer. What is it, Rattler?
Yeah.
His name? Because I saw a name today on the wire that I thought was one of the most unfortunate names a player has ever had.
Please give it to
you
me.
You see who it was? It was the new kicker for the Washington football team.
Yes, yes.
Josh Blewett.
Yeah. That's not
Shut
a good name.
Up. Is that real?
Yes, that's his name.
That's his
Josh
name.
Blewett.
Don't they spell it like B-L-E-W-I-T-T?
He's a kicker?
Something like
yeah,
that. Yeah, he's a new kicker for the WFT.
Mr. Blewett, don't miss a kick. Man.
Don't miss a kick.
There we go, Josh.
That headline writes itself.
Yeah, it does. That is an unfortunate name.
That's an unfortunate one.
That's not even one that you can really blast names. You can't control. You can,
no.
Just, you can give the first name, but the last name is,
yeah,
you just kind of stuck with it when you come out.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. It's bad.
Number two.
The Rookie of the Year award in the NFL is something we all look forward to on this show, and if you were to bet before the year, you probably wouldn't have bet on the odds-on favorite right now, and that is Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. He leads the way at against the odds at plus 250. Then in order, you have Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. I always get his name wrong. It's not Najee. It's not Najee. Najee Harris. I don't know why I can't figure that out.
Najee.
I don't know why I can't figure it out, but it's Najee.
Yes.
Najee Harris. And then Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. Why is Trey Lance ahead of Zach Wilson? He's not even the starter. Anyway.
He's not as bad as Zach Wilson.
Zach is out. Zach's...
Did they see him play the other
day?
They
saw Zach play.
Against the Arizona Cardinals. Okay, well, at least Zach's getting some playing time. Tony.
Anyway, Scrape, could you ask the question, please?
Tony, who's your Rookie of the Year right now?
It's Ja'Marr Chase, and I have to say, I had a chance to draft him, and I passed on him because I was deathly afraid of him being a rookie wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I watched his preseason. He was dropping balls like that was what he was supposed to do at the end of the round.
He was having trouble adjusting to the NFL ball.
And then that quote right there is really what scared me off drafting.
But who took a chance on him?
You did. Good for you, man. Good for you. And by the way, the rookie quarterbacks have all been pretty brutal at this point. Now, there's a lot of season left, but at this point,
they haven't won many games.
Ja'Marr Chase has got to be the odds-on favorite. He's got to be.
Chris?
I'm honestly surprised Jalen Waddle isn't mentioned there. If it was up to five-yard receptions, he'd be in the running. He catches 10 passes for 15 yards every week.
Right.
It's incredible. I don't know how you do that, but that's normally his stat line. No, Ja'Marr Chase has been the best player so far, but 6 weeks in is way too early to decide this.
Somebody could come
along in the second half and
especially
and
quarterbacks.
Really, yeah, and you also just named quarterbacks and receivers there and one running back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's other positions. Guys that might have an
impact. My man for the Cowboys is probably...
Isn't he a rookie,
He's
too?
A rookie, isn't
Diggs?
He? Diggs.
If
this
he's a rookie, he's got to be...
At Ohio State.
He's got to be ahead of Ja'Marr Chase.
If I'm not mistaken, maybe he's the second year. But
yeah,
I feel like this is his first
year. Check him out.
Year.
If he's a rookie, then he's got to be the Rookie of the Year. I hate to say it. But I can't believe they would put odds out that didn't include him if he was really a rookie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe he's not a rookie year. Maybe he's not a rookie.
He must not be a rookie.
No, he played last year.
Yeah. So yeah, he's a second year. He's a sophomore MVP.
We should have given it to him. We should have given it to him.
But yeah.
Trey Lance, get out of here with plus 900.
Leave Trey Lance alone.
If anybody wants to make that bet, just give me the money.
By the way,
okay?
Trey didn't put his own name into this list.
But
stop hating your team so much.
His
Seriously, it's getting annoying.
Love your team.
Root for your team.
We got enough Adams going around here.
Yeah. Adam already
disowned his Braves.
Agreed with my take that the Braves may never lead again. What kind of Braves fan agrees with that?
I don't know. San Jose Sharks player Evander Kane has been suspended by the NHL for 21 games after they found the reports of him trying to use false vaccination card were true. A false vaccination card. This is Kane's sixth suspension in the NFL. He was banned for 2 games for an illegal hit in 2014, 1 game for a violation of team rules in 2018, 1 playoff game in 2019, 3 games for abuse of officials in 2019, and 3 games for elbowing with the Sharks in 2020. Chris, does Evander Kane have a future in your NHL?
He's playing himself out of the league is what he's doing. He also didn't even mention the rumors about him
get into
gambling,
that.
Right?
Good job, Scraby.
Not even going to get into that.
I'm just saying those were rumors that were never proven. But, yeah, I mean, when your name is attached to so many things, you could play yourself out of the league. But I still want to... You know, some of those situations, you know, are penalties and physical
right,
play.
Right.
That's nothing in the
Six
NHL.
6 times, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't... I mean, you can get suspended for an elbowing penalty anytime.
Yeah,
if you're not
like
20 seconds.
If all of these were, like, one-game violations for violating team rules, I would feel differently, but I think three out of the...
They're on-ice incidents.
Yeah, they're on... He's kind of a tough guy, too.
What
I
about...
Mean, kind of what he
abuse
does.
Abuse of officials. It sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean...
that didn't sound very nice,
abuse of officials happens off. We gotta go. 5 o'clock hour on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.